Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here today. This week I'm going through the Book of Psalms, and I'm looking at some of the themes in the Book of Psalms for inspiration. And so today, one of the great themes of the Book of Psalms is trust. And I can't begin to look at all of the instances of trust where the psalmist professes his trust in the Lord. But let's look at a few of them here, and I'll just read them quickly, and I'm trusting that you'll be inspired. Psalm 2, verse 12 says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." So we find that the one that trusts in the Lord is blessed. Psalm 11, I'd like to read verse 1 here. "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" Those that trust in the Lord are fearless. There's nothing that they need to be afraid of, because the Lord has all in his hand. So Psalm 20 and verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." You know, if we get nothing else out of our inspiration this morning, let's consider that diligently. How many people place their trust? People place their trust in something. And some trust in horses and some in chariots. And might I say, some trust in the locks on their doors. Some trust in their fire insurance policy. Some trust in their lawyers. Some people trust in the money that's in their bank, but as for me and for my house, I would much sooner trust in the Lord. And here, this verse says, "We will remember the name of the Lord our God." We will be a faithful people, and we will trust in the Lord. Psalm 25, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord." So what we find here is a progression of trust. We find first that those that trust in the Lord lift up their soul to him. Then they wait on him. They wait patiently for the Lord. They're not ashamed. They look for his ways. They're teachable and soft. And finally we see you know, it said in verse 4, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." And then in verse 5, "Lead me in thy truth." So those that trust in the Lord are led by the Lord. So I would say that this passage of Scripture shows the childlike nature of those that trust in the Lord. That's just like a child, to wait and not be ashamed and to look for his ways and to be teachable, just as a child. So Psalm 31, then, I'd like to read the first verse of Psalm 31. "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness." So we have here, those that trust in the Lord are delivered. Psalm 34, let's just look at verse 22. I might this week have a whole inspiration on Psalm 34. But "the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants," the last verse of Psalm 34. "The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." So they are provided for. Those that trust the Lord are provided for. Psalm 37, we'll read some of the verses here. And in this psalm I see the restfulness, that we can rest in the Lord. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. So we find that in amongst all of the blessings and among all of the characteristics of those that trust in the Lord, we find that they are also a restful people, having rested in the Lord. Okay, let's skip a ways forward here to Psalm 91, and we have in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So we find safety. We find also that those that place their trust in the Lord are safe and can rest. And that is the reason you can rest, because some trust in chariots and some in horses, but there really isn't a rest in that trust, because there really isn't a true safety as there is in trusting in the Lord. And finally, let's look at Psalm 118, and I'll read verses 8 and 9. And it says here, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Shall I say in government? We can't trust man, we can't trust government, not like we can trusting in the Lord. And so I would say that that characteristic is the characteristic of wisdom. So the person that trusts in the Lord is blessed, fearless, faithful, childlike, delivered, provided for, restful, safe, and wise. Is it any wonder that we would trust the Lord as we trust in him? And that may be another subject for this week, is the subject of praise the Lord. So I hope you're inspired today, and I just trust that this has been a good inspiration for you. And if you would like to, go ahead and enter mailbox 99, and you can give your comments and your thoughts on the daily inspiration. So God bless you for seeking the Lord today and joining us here today.